You're listening to SBS.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
They say everyone has a story. For many in Australia, the beginning of that story sounds something like what Socceroos defender Milos Deganek told SBS's Portuguese program earlier this year.
During the war in 95, we fled to Serbia. I was only 18 months old when we fled. We went first to Belgrade, then went to a town called Aranjelovac. And yeah, we stayed there for a while. Not the easiest of lives, obviously very, very difficult, having to leave everything behind in Croatia.
5 years later, in 2000, salvation arrived for the Deganek family from the initiative of their father in the form of a country on the other side of the world.
And through some people, he had the opportunity through Red Cross to get us over to Australia to, I guess, as refugees, search for a better life. And that happened. Happened after the Olympics in 2000. We ended up going to Australia. First, we landed in Kempsey in Sydney, and then we went to Liverpool. And yeah, that's where the journey started. You know, obviously we lost everything once, moved, left everything behind, moved again to Australia with absolutely nothing. And I'm glad in a way that it happened that way, because that kind of gave me a little bit of strength, I guess, and resilience in terms of being that person I am today.
Deganek, now representing Australia at the World Cup, represents the latest generation of a long line of European migrants and their children to have made a huge impact on football in Australia. But the story of the Socceroos constantly represents the changing story of Australia, and those from other migrant backgrounds now also shine through. The Socceroos World Cup opener against Turkey has brought the influence of African migrants on Australian football into sharp focus.
Up here's Nestori, great first touch, Nestori, and good now! Oh my word! It's a Nestori moment in Vancouver!
Nestori Irinkunda's sensational goal on the counter-attack, as recorded there by the dulcet tones of SBS's David Bashir, put Australia on the path to victory. Irinkunda is one of 8 members of the Socceroos squad for this World Cup born overseas, and one of 3 born in African refugee camps. Another in this group is Awa Mabil. Born to South Sudanese parents in the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya, he moved to Australia at the age of 10. Now representing his country at a second World Cup, he says his play for the Socceroos is a reflection of the gratitude he and many others in his position feel towards Australia.
It's coincidence again, that is Refugee Week in the World Cup, you know, and also at the same time you have many refugees in the team. And at the same time, like when I reflect back, I'm like, you know, we all belong to this world together. We all just got to thank Australia and do our very best for the country that has taken in so many refugees over the years and has done that for a long time.
Mabil is acutely aware this week is Refugee Week, coordinated by the Refugee Council of Australia. Mabil says his story should inspire those who are in similar situations to what he once was to never give up hope.
You know, I have a story of there was war in my country, so my parents flee my country, and then Australia took us in through a humanitarian visa, you know. So that's how I was able to go to Australia, and many others have their way of going to Australia and their reasons. So, you know, for me, it's a refugee week, and it's a week that, you know, I would like to say to anybody that is misplaced all over the world that, you know, we are with you, and we are in a world stage right now, in a big tournament. And just to tell you, everything is possible. So keep going.
The story continues. When coach Tony Popovic relieved Irinkunda of his duties on the hour mark against Turkey, it was almost a symbolic handing of the baton. His replacement was 25-year-old Melbourne Victory winger Nishan Velupillai, the son of a Malaysian father of Sri Lankan Tamil descent and an Anglo-Indian mother. He's the first Tamil to play in the World Cup for any nation. He says he's both proud of that and keen to repay his family for the sacrifices they've made for him, as is the case for so many migrant and refugee families.
Showcases, I guess, you know, the cultures we've got in this Australia squad. And, it's proud for my family. You know, they did a lot to get me here and a lot of sacrifice. And, if I can repay them back, that's a dream.
It's a dream the rest of the nation, whatever their background, is lucky enough to be able to go along for the ride with. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
Fight traffic, hunt for a trolley, search three aisles and still not find your pet's food. Or you could be here. With petcircle.com.au, Australia's largest vet-approved range is delivered to your door with our next-day delivery guarantee to most metro areas. And while you're at the park, our price-beat hustlers are checking prices, so you don't have to. Find it cheaper? We'll beat it by 5%. petcircle.com.au. More park time, less parking lots. Conditions apply. See website.